Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This your boy, K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love, coming to you live on IMND. Thanks for joining us today. As usual, you know, we have a great show for you. You know, even though we starting out, with a little heavy heart, we're going to start to show off. And actually, I want to speak a little bit about Marguerite Ann Johnson, born April 4th, 1928, and she passed away today, May 28. Many of you know her as Maya Angelou. Civil rights leader. We lost another great soldier today that really paved way for a lot of us. But I want to just take a few minutes and just talk about Maya Angelou just for a moment. You know, she was an American author and poet. She published seven autobiographies, three books of essays, several books of poetry, and accredited with a list of plays, movies, and television shows spanning more than 50 years. Miss Angelou, she received dozens of awards and over 30 honorary doctoral degrees. Miss Angelou is best known for her series of seven autobiographies, which focused on her childhood and early adult experience. The first, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, in 1969, tells of her life up to the age of 17 and brought her international recognition and acclaim. She became a poet, a writer, after a series of occupations as a young adult, including, this one's going to shock you, including fry cook, prostitute, nightclub dancer, and performer, cast member of the opera Porky and Bess, and coordinator for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and journalist in Egypt and Ghana during the days of decolonization. She was an actor, writer, director, and producer. And I guess one of the things that really, really jumped out at me about this, Miss Angelou, can you believe attempts, you know, have been made to ban her books from some U.S. libraries? And I wonder who would even do that, but, you know, maybe you guys probably know better than I do. But her works are widely used in schools and universities worldwide. Angelou's major works have been labeled as autobiographical fiction, but many critics have characterized them as autobiographies. You know, amazing. This was a very, very powerful woman that lived her life and done so much, you know, for civil rights. And I just want to take a moment to speak on Miss Angelou, because there's so much this woman did in her life, you know, to help her people that she wasn't recognized for, and the ones that really know and really paid attention, that's really tuned in to the life of Miss Angelou and to the world as it is, would really know, you know, her work. And again, you know, with a sad heart, you know, we've lost another pioneer, Miss Angelou. And so with that being said, we're going to keep it moving. And I just wanted to start that one out with that. So put your ears on this, people. And a shout out to Miss Angelou and her family and her loved ones and all the people across the United States that will mourn her passing.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Bye. Yo, I'm already grown, but it's hard to be like the man that I've never known. It's hard to change a picture of this man that I've grown, but I open up my arms like welcome to my home. Well, at least that's what I tell them, but before I say bye, the niggas already gone. So I take them on my heart, but I store them in my phone. I don't really need them, but my sister's feeling all alone. Yeah, and it's the same old song. The only time he calls is when he asking for a loan. I always say yeah, cause I love him and I'm strong. But I hate the fact he only say he love me on the phone. And I've done this on my own. I've become my own man, and you can write that on my stone. I put that on my sons, well, should I say my clones? And my daughters need their fathers so they'll never be alone. I did this shit right, cause he only showed me wrong. And I just snatched it off my chest and then I placed it on the throne. Before I noticed the pain, the memory is gone. My kids took away my chair, but placed me on the throne. Now I'm in my zone, a old school feel like a 64 Apollo or the 83 Bone. A nigga still smile when the memory is gone, but a nigga still cry if I think about my mom. And that's a whole nother story. Try to visualize the past, but the shit is kinda blurry. The brown paper bags and you touching on the 40. I'm touching on the promise, gotta lie to my sister. My brother need his father, but he turned to his brother. So I turned to the street to take the pressure off my mother. I did this for my kids, nieces, nephews, and my cousins. But before they feel my pain, man, fuck it, I will suffer. Cause I'm a little tougher, raised by the gutter, Louisville slugger. Thanks to my moms, and I swear I really love her. And I love my pops the same, and I say that no stutter. But now I'm getting older, my pops is getting older, but he think he getting younger. I put the bullshit aside and place it in my folder. Well, leave it where it's at and take the pressure off my shoulders and them demons off my back. My head's all clear, my kids getting bigger. My pops starting to feel like he's more like my nigga. My sister's starting to feel like I'm more like a father. My brother had a daughter, and I'm just being me for my grown man issue. Your life is moving fast, a lot of tears and no tissue. Nobody on your side when your cash is the issue. Or when you crash and the pressure of the smash don't kill you. But they say, but don't kill you, make you stronger. A marriage gone bad, it's like living in a coma. No signs are getting better, but we scared to pull the plug. We just living in the moment, or maybe it's the love. Well, the love is our kids, and my eyes won't lie, so I hide them with my lid. I deal with the drama, I can walk away from them, cause if I walk away from them, then I'm walking out their life. And if I'm walking out their life, then I'm making room for him. And it's no working out, it's all weight with no gym. Yeah, and maybe that's my best move. Sketch out the rest of my life like a cartoon. My new chick must have knocked her off a pedestal, cause child support, sell a check, make like a chess move. But here I stand, my reflections show a hell of a man. And let's pretend that
airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now.
That was Airplanes by Mos. A little bit more about Miss Maya Angelou. After her marriage ended in 1954, she danced professionally in clubs around San Francisco, including the nightclub, the Purple Onion, where she sang and danced calypso music, up to the point she would by the name of Marguerite Johnson, or Rita. But at the strong suggestion of her managers and supporters at the Purple Onion, she changed her professional name to Maya Angelou, a distinctive name that set her apart and captured the feel of her calypso dance performances. Ha! A great, great, great woman. And we're going to be back in a few minutes with a little bit more about Miss Marguerite Johnson, Miss Maya Angelou.
And gentlemen, the undisputed champion and the best of the 110 West, Mike Strong!
Yeah.
Give it a round of applause. Come on.
Thank you. Appreciate that, y'all.
Having the crown.
down sound. Cast rules, I've never been booed or bowed out of a feud. And down and out, hope the dude with the loud mouth. Niggas views and inconclusive, I skew it and style out. Bluff on back order, accumulative dowel out. Stuck on that order, shooting at Dr. Powell's house. Eulogist for now, excerpts of an expert. It's ludicrous to think that my medulla is disallowed. Leg work, trying to broaden my horizon well. When me and the times colliding, you can kind of tell how I unveil the climate being all kinds of still. Yet I'm out here cutting on consignment still. Trying to relate to niggas that I'm nothing like. Combusting over consumption of my redundant vice. In the abundance, I'm trying to summon some other strife. But what's becoming the covenant when they shun in sight? Enticed by being the one me alum invite. To be the one, I'm depleted of my beloved right. To supersede the procedure, so I don't rush to write. The jubilee is intriguing, I hope this one suffices. See, has a temporary fix. Visionaries are just preliminary riffs, huh? Yeah, that's usually my subsidiary pitch. Bitches trying to kick it, I'm off of that pianitary stick. And as far as my similarity sick, I'm nothing like these niggas y'all be comparing me with. Check my catalog, dog. You know my repertoire's raw. The upper echelon, Don brought the essence out the vault,
Already know I'll be holding
on. Make no mistake about it,
yeah.
Know about to kill it,
yeah.
Ain't no way around it,
yeah.
Niggas got to feel it,
yeah.
Already know I'll be holding on.
Shit you break down the ape to, California K2, strictly for the tape, got other shit to roller skate to.
Woo!
My guy, why the discomfort and catering? You should gone and ditch that for made them bend and made them in. Take dismissive addiction, self-inflicted, there cumbersome states I land. Say I'm in, bow down, get your TiVo on. Peace Jack Rack, yeah, get your ego on. It ain't backpack rap that my ego on. Fill out that ass cap app, I know you see me flown. For the plaque, I sing along with Celine Dion. Rap is dead, pack the Ouija up, get my Weezy on. I ain't move enough work to get my GZ on. Nigga really ain't trying to jerk or get my 3G on. Markwell crew neck in my Yeezys on. Looking for a skin that my nuts can take it easy on. Trying to widen up the scale y'all receive me on. I slept in the cell, but I ain't never get my PC on. How dare you alienate my ear? Can't be a staple in the game if I stay right here. I'm at the staples, I ain't bang to make a name out here. So niggas place me in the same lane that page not shit. I hear P and YG on the waves out here. I see Kendrick on Nip doing his thing out here. The Dom selling shit out, he brought Maybach here. Only niggas seeing some lights in the game out here. Hoping Ill Camille blow, that shit'll make my year. You was you before Mike Straw things got here. Nigga pockets overweight, I need Spanx out here. I raise the bar, nigga, I deserve some Spanx out here. Yeah.
Let the party begin and start the countdown. 3, 2, 1. It is a mix. Mix.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m. hosted by my man KD, putting it down. I Am Indie, check it out.
Hey,
Back. If you just tuned in, you listen to I Am Indie, calling number 347-308-8747. Just a little bit more, another tidbit on Miss Maya Angelou. I don't know why I'm having problems getting that out. Maybe because I'm just so choked up inside. Maybe that may be it. But for those that don't know anything about this powerful woman, she was very active in the civil rights movement and worked with Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Since the 1990s, she's made around 80 appearances a year on the lecture circuit, something she continued into her 80s. In 1993, Angelou recited her poem on the pulse of mourning at President Bill Clinton's inauguration, the first poet to make inaugural recitation since Robert Frost at John F. Kennedy's inauguration in 1961. Maya Angelou.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Toussaint St. John, with the King Assassin, where my warriors at? If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself, man, a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. So President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah, we both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. Nah, 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 nah. An young Hashamika, ha, ha, se suli, se rang hamnita. Yeah, he said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California,
cause it just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Yeah.
He's selling crack and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling dope and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling meth and they got him.
They got him.
Yup. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect, the King of South Sun. But like Rockin' Man Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair.
Yeah.
Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section with a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plantation.
I'm moving to California,
cause it is legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California,
cause it is legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Treasury.
I'm gonna drive like hell through your neighborhood.
gonna park my Eldorado up on your lawn. Sit on the hood and think, have myself a drink, 'cause I'm about to get my pistol on. I'm gonna shine my headlights up into your window, throw empty beer cans and go for your shadow. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight. You've gone and broke the wrong heart, baby, left me black bitch crazy. Left me black bitch crazy. Wish I knew how long it's been going on.
How long
you've been getting some on the side. She can't amount to much, but you just want it to touch. But you won't be getting anything tonight, 'cause I'm gonna shine my headlights up into your window, throw empty beer cans over your shadow. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight. You've gone and broke the wrong heart, baby. Me black bitch crazy. Roll me black bitch crazy.
That was my good friend, Miss Millie Jackson, Black Bitch Crazy. I guess whoever that was pushed her button, but y'all go out and get that. Black Bitch Crazy, Miss Millie Jackson. Y'all that just joined us, you listen to your boy, K. Dillon, the Elixir of Love, right here on I Am Indie. Call-in number 347-308-8747. And with that being said, you know, we're going to keep it moving. And, hey, bless your eardrums with something else. This is Mr. Q Harper called Do What You Want to Do.
I ain't going nowhere.
as the temperature's right, baby. Do what you wanna do, baby. Hey, baby, it's not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a soulful thing, baby. Do what you wanna do, baby, baby, baby.
Sweetie Love from Sweden.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Angie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Oh,
chilling with your boy K Dizzle right here on Elix. I am Indie. Wow. Yeah. Crazy, crazy day, hump day. But we made it this far, so, you know, you only got a couple more days to go till that weekend time again. You know, we got to give a shout-out to Big Boy Upstairs who makes all things possible, you know. So if you choose to call in and holler, the number again is 347-308-8747. Let your windows down and turn your air conditioner up and put your ear on this and let me continue to bless your eardrums.
Close my eyes so my heart can remind me how the way things should be. Tell me, are you missing me? Loving you was so real to me, and I can't let go. My heart won't let me be. And though you are far away, I put my thoughts on you each day, feeling I will never be free. Still really missing you.
And I can't deny
that what I'm feeling. Though I was blinded by the dark, I let your love just guide my heart to you. What am I to do?
back, baby. Come back, baby.
Charlie Starr here, and I always listen to I Am Indy with your host, Kay Diddy, on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m., listen from your phone, 347-308-8747, Blog Talk, Kay Diddy.
Pressure's rising. Baby,
kiss me when I
want somebody.
Oh yeah, your love don't resist me. You're here and I'm so glad that I'm still here after making you so blue. I'm still here after saying that talking out of my head. But baby, if I wasn't, can I take back what I said? 'Cause when I
need someone,
hey baby, you're right here to hold me. When I
need someone,
ooh wee girl, you're right here to kiss me. When I
want someone,
oh yeah, your love don't resist me. You're here and I'm so glad that I'm
still here.
Now I'm
still here.
After talking out of my head.